The unexpected death of NRL Premiership-winning coach Paul Green has recently opened up conversations about the mental health struggles of elite sporting coaches in Australia. Ms. Vita Pilkington is a research assistant at the University of Melbourne who knows a bit about why elite coaches have mental health struggles and how sporting fans can help change cultural attitudes about mental health. And Vita Pilkington joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning, Vita.
Hi, Danny. Thanks so much for having me today.
My pleasure. In your opinion, why have elite athletes become a bit more vocal about their mental health?
Yeah, I think that part of this is related to this larger cultural shift that we're seeing in the wider community, where people are sort of moving towards normalizing mental ill health rather than seeing it as a personal fault in some way or something that doesn't impact them or the broader community more often. And for athletes to do this is certainly worth celebrating, in part just because their daily environments are sports settings where stoicism and toughness are often the norm and are ingrained in these settings, and also in part because they're often role models, so they can be one of the really key drivers of reducing stigma that we're seeing. Lastly, just that there's been a real growth in recognizing the benefits of thinking about mental health in sports context, so considering how mental health can impact an athlete's performance and just impacting the culture of the sports setting more broadly.
Now, with athletes becoming more vocal about their mental health, conversely, elite coaches are often neglected in this public discussion of mental health. What do you suppose that is?
Yeah, I think that in part it's because we, as the public, are sort of quicker to recognize athletes. They sort of become these public figures who we get really connected to, and we're sort of invested in their story and their performance. Whereas with elite coaches, they're sort of more often talking about an athlete's performance rather than talking about themselves. So I think they can just get left behind the conversation. But thankfully, this is something that's starting to change. We're starting to recognize that mental health occurs throughout the entire sports system and that we should really be looking at needs across the whole of sports.
Yeah, and I guess the public is sort of responding, obviously, positively to these things, and certainly we would welcome more coaches openly discussing their mental health journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be incredibly powerful. It's just also about making sure that if and when coaches decide to have those conversations, that it's also met positively. Yeah, we see a lot of positive responses to athletes, but I'm sure that's not always the case. And so, yeah, we need to just make sure that there's actually safe spaces for coaches to have those conversations.
Yeah, and there's obviously a unique brand of pressure that coaches are under there as well that's different to that athletes experience. What do you suppose are the sort of the main factors contributing to elite coaches experiencing mental health issues?
Yeah, so, well, we've got a preliminary understanding of some of these factors, but just definitely want to acknowledge that it's quite early days in this research field, so we do need a bit more work to gain further insight.
Yep.
So thankfully, we've got a member of our team named Josh Frost, who's working on a PhD at the moment, specifically focusing on elite coach mental health. So I think it's incredible that there's more work in this space to come. Our team at Origin and the University of Melbourne has sort of recognized, just as you said, that elite coaches are under a lot of the same pressures as athletes they train. So we know that athletes struggle with things like extended periods traveling for sport, so they miss significant personal life events back home, performance pressure, worrying about selection and deselection, and just those vast levels of public scrutiny. And yeah, there's a lot of overlap there with coaches' experiences.
They seem to be the ones who are always, if the team or whatever, if the performance is going bad, it's always the coaches who are the ones to wear it. You know, your research project that you've been referring to there, what are sort of the more interesting or concerning takeaways that you've got from that?
We conducted a survey with coaches as well as support staff working in high-performance sports, so that is Olympic-level sports. And we were asking about mental health symptoms, alcohol use, psychological distress, and what we call psychosocial factors, so things like life balance, satisfaction with life, quality of social supports. And what we found from that survey was a striking number of coaches reported mental health symptoms at levels that usually would warrant professional treatment.
Yep.
So we found 40% of the coaches who we surveyed reported symptoms at this level, while a much smaller percent, only about 6%, were actually seeking treatment at the time. So that's suggesting quite high levels of unmet mental health needs. And unsurprisingly, another key finding was that coaches described having these real tangible difficulties maintaining life balance. And in part, that was related to having too much work, really high levels of stress related to their roles, and just not having enough downtime to spend with their loved ones.
Can sports fans do anything to help reduce this stigma surrounding elite coaches? Or is this one of those things that's just sort of ingrained in the culture, and there's too much separation between the internal workings of sporting organisations and the public, where the public can provide any support?
No, I think we've definitely all got a role to play. So I think that one key thing we can do is just continue to have these kind of conversations about mental health and normalise experiencing problems with mental health and seeking support when it's needed. I think a lot of people just in the wider community, particularly men, as well as people in sports settings, can just feel hesitant to really take action and seek help early. So it's important that we are able to respond with empathy and without judgment if and when coaches choose to speak publicly about their mental health experiences. And yeah, just building those safe spaces for having these difficult conversations and just keeping coaches in mind, as we've started to do with athletes, and celebrating those role models, just being mindful that these are people, they're doing their jobs, it's a very public platform, they're trying to pursue peak performance while also dealing with, you know, the daily challenges of life that we all do. So I think it's just about being mindful of that.
I think I might need to take a bit of that advice on board. Vita, where can people go to find out more about your research?
So you can follow me on Twitter, it's Vita_Pilkington, and yeah, just check out the Origin website as well. I'm from the Elite Sports and Mental Health team there, and yeah, everyone in that team doing really incredible work.
Well, shout outs to you and the rest of the team. Vita Pilkington from the University of Melbourne and Origin Sports, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast. If you or someone you know is experiencing a personal crisis or having some bad thoughts, they can call Lifeline's 24-hour crisis hotline on 1311 44. You are listening to 2SER Breakfast.